Good morning. In 1909, Mark Twain's biographer quoted Mark Twain saying, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it. It will be the greatest disappointment of my life if I don't. The Almighty said, no doubt, now here are these two unaccountable freaks. They came in together, they must go out together." With a joke, Mark Twain predicted his own death. He died on April 21st, 1910, the very day after the comet returned. Quite a prediction. We may be astounded by this at this prediction. We may even want to learn more about Mark Twain because of it. But ultimately, Mark Twain's prediction does not have any bearing on our lives today. However, there are many predictions that matter a great deal to us today as we prepare for Christmas. God foretold a number of things regarding Christmas as recorded in the Law and the Prophets. God foretold a number of things about Christ's birth when he spoke through the prophets. Christ is the fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets, as Christ himself said during the Sermon on the Mount. Christ is the fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets. This means that in the Law and the Prophets, most of the books of the Old Testament, there are many predictions about Christ, as well as events that foreshadowed Christ's life. This includes prophecies about Christmas. Today, the Sunday before Christmas, let's get back to some basics, explore how Christ is fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets in regard to his birth. These prophecies are a Christmas gift to us to bolster our faith in God. Let's unwrap them. First, let's look at Jesus' lineage. The Gospel of Matthew begins with the lineage of Jesus going back to King David, Jacob, Isaac, and all the way back to Abraham in today's reading. The lineage is important because it was foretold that the Messiah would be a descendant of Jesse, according to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, and a descendant of King David, according to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. So when we read the genealogy today with all the names, it is packed with meaning, which we can't do justice to here today, and it, the recalling of God's promises and the assertion that Jesus, born in Bethlehem, is from the right kingly lineage as a Messiah. In contrast, King Herod was a puppet ruler under the Roman government. It was not of the Davidic line. But Jesus the Christ was not an earthly king, but the King of all. Conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the authentic kingly line of David, to rule not over Jerusalem, but over all of us as our Savior. As foretold, the Christ was born of the line of David. Christ is the fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets. This prophecy is one of God's Christmas gifts to us. Today's gospel lesson also reminds us of the prophecy made by Isaiah, the prophet, about 700 years before Christ's birth, that a virgin will conceive and he will be called Emmanuel, God is with us. This God of all who is with us condescended to be born of a virgin for our salvation. Later, Jews in Alexandria in the 2nd and 3rd centuries took the word Alma, which was and translated that prophecy from Greek to Hebrew, clearly choosing the unambiguous word, virgin. This prophecy was fulfilled in Christ, the King of all. Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. As foretold, Christ was born of a virgin. This prophecy is one of God's Christmas gifts to us. And now another way that Jesus is a fulfillment of the law and the prophets is the place of his birth, Bethlehem, the same place David the king had been born. In the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, we can read, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days." This prophecy proclaimed that a ruler would come out of Bethlehem, where King David was born. But this prophecy dates nearly 300 years after King David had died, and right before the Babylonian captivity began. So who could this ruler be? When Jerusalem was sacked by the Babylonians in 589 BC, no descendant of King David ever sat on the throne in Jerusalem again. Who was the prophet Micah talking about? Not an earthly king. He was speaking about Jesus Christ. But even more significant is that Micah's prophecy mentions one whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. But who is ancient but living? Only God himself. Who is ancient yet born in Bethlehem? He was speaking about Jesus Christ. Christ is a fulfillment of the law and the prophets. As foretold, Christ is born in Bethlehem. This prophecy is one of God's Christmas gifts to us. But that's not all. There are lots of presents under this Christmas tree. What about the prophecy regarding the Magi? In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, we can read, "A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord." Where else in the Bible are there people from the east bringing gold and frankincense? This prophecy in the book of Isaiah, maybe dating to about the 6th century BC, is not fulfilled simply in the reconstruction of Jerusalem beginning in the early 6th century BC when they returned from Babylonian captivity, but in Christ's birth. Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. As foretold, they would bring gold and frankincense. This prophecy is one of God's Christmas gifts to us. And finally, what about the flight to Egypt when the Holy Family ran from King Herod? Hosea chapter 11, verse 1 reads, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." This verse refers to the flight from Egypt in Exodus. But early Christians asserted that this also referred to the Holy Family's flight to Egypt and immigration to Nazareth. The Exodus story not only foreshadows the events of Pascha, the new Passover, but also of Christ's return from Egypt. Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. As foretold, God's Son was called out of Egypt. This prophecy is yet another one of God's Christmas gifts to us. What then should we do today? Take a look at the prophecies. Look them up. Read them. Open these Christmas gifts. These are gifts to bolster our faith. Read and reread the prophecies and events in the Old Testament foreshadowing Christ's life. They are gifts from God to help us believe. Don't be afraid to do it. If you don't understand everything, that's okay. I don't either. No one really does, but God. May God enlighten us all in this task to understand Christ's words. Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. May God help us understand when we open his Christmas gifts to us, the prophecies about his birth. Amen.
Again, we bow before you and we pray to you, O good and loving God. Hear our supplication. Cleanse our souls and bodies from every defilement of flesh and spirit, and grant that we may stand before your holy altar without blame or condemnation. Grant also, O God, progress in life, faith, and spiritual discernment to the faithful who pray with us, so that they may always worship with reverence and love, partake of your holy mysteries without blame or condemnation, and become worthy of your heavenly kingdom. And grant that always guarded by your power, we may give glory to you, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.